Professor Peter Lanham with Professor Peter Lanham.
Hey there, Peter.
Yes, I am here. Good afternoon.
G'day, mate. Hopefully you like that little impromptu, little freestyle we chucked on there. Just added your name to the intro. We thought we'd do it last minute. So.
Yes.
Now, you're on a brand new phone. We're one, testing the fidelity of this phone as you walk and talk, and two, talking about some kind of religious thing that's going on in the world. There's usually many.
That's right. I might sing on the phone, but just to make a point.
Oh, yes.
Don't, John, that is not an invitation for everybody to sing.
This is an important test, yes. So, I was really, really struck by this story that I picked up over the weekend. Well, it's been brewing for a while, that somehow the deepest principles of American democracy lie at stake in the right to sing hymns in California.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Not really. Sorry, say it again. Actually, your phone is sounding a little bit muddy. Maybe just try and speak directly into the receiver.
Right.
I don't know. That might be it. I don't know.
Yes. I hope that's coming through clearly now.
No, it's good. It's good. I don't want you to doubt your purchase at all. I just think we should...
Oh, well, thank you for that. It's encouraging. I've just pulled out the earphones so that I can hear you a little bit more clearly.
Okay, cool. So what's going on? Something about the right in America and what?
I believe they banned singing in churches in California.
So here's the issue. That,
is this COVID
stuff? There was quite a lot of discussion during lockdown here in New Zealand because a story came up that singing, you tend to spit when you sing.
Oh, yeah, you'd be projecting, right? For sure.
Yeah, so singing projects the spittle that's the great risk with COVID-19, quite a long distance.
Right.
And so, therefore, the theory was nothing could be more dangerous than going to a show or a concert or whatever, because the people singing would actually carry it and fill the audience much more than just using the human voice.
Forgive me for saying something obvious, but isn't that what a mask stops?
Yes, well, I suppose so. A mask ought to, yes, but you wouldn't actually be able to sing with a mask on, would you?
I think you'd still hear a bunch of people singing. You're going to lose a little bit of the highs, but they're probably not very good singers anyway, so.
Yes, very probably. Well, there is an interesting thought, but I would have thought, in my experience in singing, the projecting of the voice is the whole point, and therefore you certainly wouldn't wear a mask when singing.
When there's a deadly pandemic around, I guess that changes the rules a little bit.
Well, does it change the rules? And this is the extraordinary situation because, I mean, the Americans are so nervous about the rights of the individual, make us look like a proper little socialist state, you know, that we just bow to directives that we're given. And, of course, New Zealand has been striking. You know, the tightest lockdown in the Western world, et cetera, et cetera. But
it works.
It just shows. Well, it works. But this is completely irrelevant.
I'm not sure America really did it properly. I feel like freedom has kind of screwed America.
This is very true. So the American position is you guard human rights and who cares if people die.
That's right. That the human right
and
is.
And that's a striking contrast to the New Zealand philosophy of life.
It's a very immediate responsibility, isn't it, to yourself and you and yours.
Everything is down to constitutional rights.
Right.
Individual rights.
And
you see, in this case, the governor of California initially gave a guidance that you shouldn't sing in church. But he's now, on the 1st of July, he laid down these mandatory conditions.
Straight up.
And they were that you weren't allowed to sing in church, no more than 25... Now, what was it? No more than 25% of the congregation of the seats could be filled, or no more than 100 people, whichever was the lower.
What about out in the paddock churching? Is that an option? Separated?
Yes, and some, I think there was a Louisiana church that did try the outdoor movie thing. And, of course, Destiny did try that just when we were coming out of lockdown. They use that approach as well.
Okay.
But
because research has shown that it doesn't travel too well out in the open air and with the
because it wouldn't blow it away Yes, okay. Mind you, the research has shown, it depends which week's research you're looking at, and you know, we're at a very early stage of understanding this. I'm writing a I'm writing a paper at the moment on the way in which the influenza epidemic of 1918 affected religion.
Interesting.
And it's very interesting because I'm reading pages and pages of wild speculation.
Right.
Well, and it sounds now completely stupid.
Right, in the come-up of like when nobody really knew what was going on.
No, that's right. And they had all sorts of mad ideas about the way to stay free from the epidemic. And it's very similar to our situation. You know, it was brought in by a ship, the Niagara.
Right.
It was thought. But then they had to unload the ship and they had to decide how to get the patients off the ship. And immediately people are contaminated and get sick that have been travelling on the ship, and that the nurses at the hospital are the first to come down. And then gradually the churches decide perhaps we could meet in the open air, or perhaps small numbers, or perhaps short services.
It's interesting.
And you're just making up the rules as you go
along.
That's
what I was just about to say. It's interesting watching people sort of grasping at straws, trying to lead,
yes,
but they really don't have the information to do so. So it's really interesting.
And to see Governor Newsom is making rulings based upon his best interpretation. And it sounds right to me. And I would go, if I was him, I would want to introduce any rule that seemed likely
to slow down the spread. Now, and what's interesting is a bunch of churches have turned around and said, no thanks, mate, we're going to sue you.
Yes, that's right. So three churches have instituted a constitutional challenge to this ruling, which just seems baffling. I mean, because in what sense is a church not a church if people don't sing?
It does seem like one of the more fun parts about church, if I was to attend.
It depends on your point of view. Sometimes it's the bit that should be suppressed. It's so awful.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. So just chuck the masks on and carry on.
So there are several alternatives to this. And it could be, but you see, I mean, a lot of churches invest huge money in their music. And perhaps, like, for example, Calvary Chapel, which is one of these, sort of pseudo-hippie churches that back in the 70s and 80s was, you know, quite the coolest breed out. And I'm sure they have a rock band, et cetera, leading their music. Though, really, they could just broadcast and people could lip-sync, and that might produce the same effect.
Yeah, yeah.
One could argue.
I'm sure it happens quite a lot.
Of these churches that have kicked up a fuss about this, how many of them are like, hey, God is just going to take care of us, we don't need to worry about this pandemic? Is there much of that sentiment floating around over there?
I think there's got to be. That's a really significant part of the
group. If you're going to God,
there's a mighty lot of other churches that love singing,
right,
but would prefer to keep their customers alive, if you see what I mean.
Yes.
Perhaps they have, you know, perhaps they might be big donors. No, I shouldn't be so cynical. But
you're killing me here. You're killing me. Okay.
Yes. So I wouldn't be at all surprised if this constitutional claim were to succeed. I mean, that's the crazy aspect of America. How do you define what is the essential of worship? It's very baffling to work out because there's 100 different versions of what religion is.
Yeah.
And some of them, presumably, take yoga. The religious types of yoga, some kind of humming is crucial.
Meditation and whatnot.
So what they should really do to make their case strong would be to bring in the Hindu group as part of their claim. Of course, they wouldn't dream of doing so because they think Hindus are all going to hell. But this is the way America works.
I guess the question is, for the average American, how important is this? You know, is the average American on the side of this, or is the average American on the side of...
I think that the average American will assume that these people are nuts.
Right.
But I think they will also say that they have a right to make their protest.
Yeah, because a lot of the average Americans are the same one that's like, I want to get a haircut, you know?
Precisely. Yeah. And so I think that feeling that somehow or other the state is their enemy runs very deeply in the American psyche.
Can I just say, if you're listening, average American, thanks for joining us, and I mean no harm to you and your people.
The average American is the most delightful, sweet person that you could ever meet, because they're unlike New Zealanders. They're often not as aggressive towards other people. One of the aspects of the New Zealand way of life is that we tend to have to fight our own battles, you know, and we kind of set out for survival.
Well, a sort of a less
prosper.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. Interesting. Okay, Peter, I think we should just probably
right.
zone out on just saying are. That one kind of good thing about America there. We should probably go.
Yes.
Feels good.
Yes, excellent.
Thank you, mate.
Very good.
Let's queue up some American.